James Snyder, this is a big night for the Arts and Culture Network and for the community as a whole. This has been in the works for a while now. What does it mean to you?
Well, we first started discussing it officially in 2015, and before that, probably 10 or 15 times over the last 30 years beforehand. We've always had sports halls of fame, agricultural halls of fame, those sort of things. We've never had anything to do with culture, and yet culture is a major component of life in Chatham-Kent. And from a heritage point of view, from a historical music, we have more dance studios per capita than almost any other community. It fills the Capitol Theater when they have the competitions. We have people like Sophia Tyson, Artist Lane, artists as well, that just we want to celebrate. This will be the first of many. The Wall of Fame is up at the Cultural Center now. And we're just kind of excited about the whole thing, and we're going to have to make sure it's a yearly event every October around Cultural Days for all of Ontario, so it coincides.
Okay.
And that's just one of the events we're doing. The other event we're looking at in the spring will be a studio tour across all over Chatham-Kent.
Nice.
So that's the two major events we're going to focus on for the first year or so.
Awesome. So looking over the bios of some of the people that we are honoring here tonight, do you think that people are surprised at the caliber of artists and creators that come?
So. Some they wouldn't even have known about from the 40s and the 50s. Some from the 20s earlier, like Gene Gordon from Wallaceburg. Basically, it's just there's more. We have probably another 25 or 30 more before we run out of the legacy people. And the current ones, like there are some that we couldn't get in this year, but we'll make sure we get in next year as well. We're still debating whether we do 12 this year because we missed last year because of COVID. So whether we decide to do 6 a year or 12 a year, we're just still working on that. But all told, the people here are all really unique in themselves, and they fall within the 6 categories that we've selected. And some of them are coming, some of them are dead. But the family is showing up as well. It's something that we couldn't find a couple. But overall, I think it's going to be a nice event tonight. And it's a time to celebrate culture. And we've got the support of the mayor and the council as well, which is good.
Now, we've got a new council in Chatham-Kent, at least partially new anyway. Yeah. What does it look like from this point on in convincing those who may not already understand the relevance and the importance of arts and culture in a community?
Well, we're basically having, there's a meeting coming up in council in November or December. They're talking about a public art policy for Chatham-Kent, which is the next step too. The mayor is extremely supportive. He's an events person, and you saw Crowfest last week. And he really believes that having fun is part of being in a community. And culture is part of having fun. And over the decades, we've had major events, the War of 1812 events, the Scottish Highland Games here were number 3 or number 4 in North America at one point in its peak, but we have a hard time maintaining volunteers. They tended to, like Festival of Nations, that ran for about 10 years. And I got them grants every year for staff and so on, but eventually everything runs its course. Hopefully we can bring it back again. COVID put everything on hold, so what we do find out right now, people are much more appreciative of things going on now, interactive, than they ever have been before because they couldn't do it for 2 or 3 years. So we're excited, and I think the community is excited too. We've got about 175 people registered to come in tonight, so that's not bad.
That's excellent, yeah. Yeah. You mentioned the studio tour in the spring, and then hopefully another round of nominees for the Wall
of
Fame.
Yes, we'll be requesting nominees from the public through our Facebook page and our webpage. Plus, we have a steering committee that brings people up that people might not remember, because history is very recent in this valley, so we want to go back a little ways. There's a couple that, like Alexander Fleming, I think, is an artist as well that we know of, and a few other authors and so on. We want to make sure that the history of the arts and culture in Chatham-Kent is recognized as much as the current focus of arts and culture. So we'll always try and make sure we do a balance. The other thing I will stress is that it's Chatham-Kent. Look at who the nominees are. It's not just Chatham. It's all over. And if you want an example of some of the history of music, there's a Facebook page called the Music Archive, Chatham Music Archive. Mm-hmm. If you have a look at it, it goes back over 100 years.
Yeah.
And every year it lists the people that were involved in the music and the arts in those years. So we have a lot to draw upon to go for history. Some people really care a lot about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're using it as a vehicle else to promote the cultural center too, because we do want to save that. You may have seen our pages talking about maintaining that as a municipally owned cultural facility. Mm-hmm. Whether the museum goes or whether the art gallery goes, we still want to maintain that as a facility, convert the seats from 700 to 400 for more intimate plays and theater. There's room for both.
So. Well, thank you for your time, James, yeah. And congratulations on this evening.
It's going to be a fun evening.